Okay. Let's start again. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in the Laws of Deos, Parag Zayin Halacha Beis, the difference between Moshe Shem and Lashon Hara. The Rambam says that Lashon Hara is someone who speaks something that is true about somebody else that's false, that's bad and negative, and being Moshe Shemra is one who goes and spreads lies and says sheker about another person. And the Rambam says that both are problematic, both fall under the rubric, the umbrella of Lashon Hara, but at the same time, Moshe Shemra is a specific type of thing which you say something false, sheker about another person. And we said the Rambam repeats this in the Perush Mishnayos, in Aleph Tezayin, and the Chafetz Chaim writes about this in Hilchos Lashon Hara, and the Sdei Chemed in two places as well. So what we want to discuss now are three cases in Tanakh that we're very aware of, where people said things they weren't supposed to, and very often we think that that was a case of Lashon Hara. That was classic Lashon Hara, what that person did. But I want to show you it's not so clear, and really, some of those famous cases might not have been Lashon Hara, but it could have been Moshe Shemra. There's a machlokas amongst the Rishonim and Achronim in all cases. Let's go to the first case. And the first case was the case of the Nachash. When the snake spoke to Adam and Chava, spoke to Chava about eating from the tree, was that Lashon Hara, and therefore what he said was true about the tree and eating from the tree? Or was that Sheker, was false, and therefore what he said was Motzi Shemra? So the Ramban there in Perek Beis of Breishis Halachates, the Ramban says, in the name of the Pirkei de Rabbeinu HaKadosh Bava de Shilda, Tesai, he quotes some obscure medrash that we don't have, and he says that the Nachash spoke truth when he said that when Chava would eat from the tree, she would be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, knowing good and bad. So says the Ramban, the Nachash was correct. He didn't say anything that was wrong. He just said Lashon Hara about what was going to happen. He says this is also an understanding of the Chayadam, in his Klal Kuf Mem Gimel, and the Chafetz Chaim himself, in his introduction, and the Shmir Salash and Parak Bey say that the Nachash, the snake, spoke Lashon Hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Chav, about eating from the tree, and it was not Sheker. However, comes the Sdei Chemed in the Mareches Laman regarding Lashon Hara, and he writes something very, very differently, and he says that the Chafetz Chaim and the Chayadam are wrong, because their understanding, the Nachash lied, and said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from the tree and created the world, and he was jealous of Adam and Chava, and he would be on the same level. Is that true? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, and that gave him the ability to create the world? No, that's crazy. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't eat from the tree. And therefore, says the Sdei Chemed, when the Nachash spoke, it was not Lashon Hara. It was Sheker, it was false. And therefore, it was Motzi Shemra. And he says, why does the Chafetz Chaim and the Chayadim call it Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara means one thing. Lashon Hara means it's true. Motzi Shemra means that it is false. And Rav Bezalel Shaffrin in the Shuvas HaRavaz in Aleph Nun Gimel writes that he's unsure about the Ramban, because the Zohar says very clearly that the Nachash spoke Motzi Shemra. He spoke Sheker, false, about what happened, and not Lashon Hara. And if you look in the footnotes of the fancy Mosader of Cook edition of the Ramban, so the author there, Rabbi Shevel, he has different versions of the Ramban, different Midrashim, and he discusses it there. So, we see when it comes to the first case, the case of eating from the tree, was it true? Was it not true? Was it Lashon Hara? Was it Motzi Shemra? Not so clear. We have a Machlokas here amongst the posts. Next, we all know the case of Miriam, right? Miriam went and said about her brother, Moshe Rabbeinu, that, what's the big deal? Why, how come he is not with his wife all the time, living with his wife? What, he's so holy that he can't be around? I'm also a Navi. I also talk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron, his brother, is also a Navi. Aaron also talks with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it then that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be so careful that he can't be married, can't be with his wife at all? But me, I'm with my husband, Aaron's with his wife. Heck, what, we're not as holy as Moshe Rabbeinu? So obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu had a problem with that, and Miriam got tzaras. So what Miriam said about Moshe Rabbeinu and the ensuing aftermath, was what Miriam said Lashon Hara about her brother, or was what Miriam said Motzi Shemra? That's the question. So it's not entirely clear. One opinion I found, the Zera Chaim, which is a commentary on the Chafetz Chaim, he says that what Miriam said about Moshe was MS, it was true, and therefore it was Lashon Hara. But that is not clear. What Miriam spoke, we often ascribe Miriam's conversation as a paradigm of Lashon Hara. She loved her brother, and she wouldn't want to hurt him, right? This is the classic case. Even if you don't want to hurt the person, it could still be Lashon Hara, right? But Miriam, what she said was not Lashon Hara. That's clear. Because what she said was not true. Let's look at the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra Perek Tazayin. The Medrash Rabbah says, Lashon Sheker Mi Miriam Dichsiv. And the Medrash goes on to show that Miriam said something that was not true about Moshe. Was Miriam as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? No. Was Aaron as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? No. That was Sheker. It wasn't true. This is the understanding of the Chassam Sofer in his Torah Moshe in Parshas Kiseita. He says that there's a mitzvah to speak about what Miriam did. Right? We know there's one of the Zechiros is to remember what Miriam did. Says the Chassam Sofer, why is there a special mitzvah to remember what Miriam did? So the Chassam Sofer explains, because Motzi Shemra has no kapara. You can't do tshuva for Motzi Shemra. That's a very strong thing. To say sheker about somebody else is very, very bad. And therefore, how does Miriam get kapara about the Motzi Shemra that she spoke? The kapara is when we talk about it. When we remember, and in her merit, we don't speak that way, then that is a zechus for the neshama of Miriam. By not learning about that and not speaking those things, because Miriam spoke Motzi Shemra, not Lashon Hara. This is the sheet of the Chafetz Chaim in his counting of the mitzvos and other postings as well. There is a fantastic statement of the Netziv. The Netziv has a tremendous chiddush that people don't even talk about. This people don't even know. When it comes to a mitzora, right? We know when someone speaks Lashon Hara, the punishment is tsaras, right? And then what do they have to do besides the leprosy on their hand, whatever it is? They also have to go. Chutz l'machna, right? They have to go outside the camp. Listen to a mind-blowing netziv. This is in Parshas Baal Oscha, in Perek Yud Beis Yud Aleph. Aaron says to Moshe, don't hurt us, right? Asher chatanu, asher no alnu, v'asher chatanu, right? Please daven for your sister Miriam, and don't hold the averus against us. Listen to this amazing netziv. He says, Kavanas Bakasha Zu. What is Aaron davening for? Don't judge us so harshly. Yivor al pi Tanya in the Sifri. It says, and Tosus and Zvachim as well, Amar Aaron nimtseis mafsid achosenu, sheni yachol asgira velo letmei velo letara. He says, please don't do something that's going to send Miriam out of the camp, that she's going to be cut off from everybody else. V'ikshua Tosus, v'mahaya mafsida, ha-keben sheina edom roa, as negaim ha-reza Torah. What's the big loss? Nobody's going to see the negaim. No one's going to say, what's the embarrassment? No one's going to know about it. Ava mitchila yesh lahavin motzi zeh hadrash amar kach Aaron. Well, let me tell you the conversation that Aaron had with Moshe Rabbeinu. V'inyan kvar bayarne b'sefer v'ikra, we already explained to you this idea in Vayikra. De'ikr kapara b'tzaras, hu minag dine mitzora shimilvan yusurim shatzaras, there are two parts to someone who speaks Lashon Hara. One is that you get saras. But the second is the embarrassment of having to leave everyone and go outside the camp. It says in the Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of Parshas Metzora, Zos Tiyeh Torah Sametzora, HaMotzi Shem Ra, says the Netziv. There's a big difference. A mitzora is someone who speaks Lashon Hara is different than someone who speaks Motzi Shemra. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, their punishment is only tzaras, but they don't have to go outside the camp. That's a big chiddush. A person who speaks Motzi Shemra, sheker about another person and says something false about them, their punishment is tzaras plus the fact that they have to go outside the camp. Nobody says that besides Netziv. It changes the entire parsha. Lamdenu de'afa pita tzaras ba lashon hara afilu be'emes. When you say something that's lashon hara, that's true about another person, ne'nash Moshe b'tzaras al dav Yisrael. Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu get tzaras when he spoke lashon hara about Bnei Yisrael? And he said, oh, they're not so great. Who's going to take them out of Mitzrayim? Right? What was his punishment? He got tzaras. Did Moshe Rabbeinu, did Hashem make him walk away and leave anywhere? No. Because leaving the camp, getting kicked out is only with Motzi Shemra. When you say something false about somebody else, Mikomakam Dailis Kapra Bisum Karega Lechud. Getting saras is enough of a punishment. We only give the extra punishment of leaving the camp when you do something worse than Lashon Hara. That is Motzi Shemra. And then the Netziv goes on to explain. Essentially, this is the conversation between Hashem, between Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't make the Aveira, daven to Hashem, that what Miriam said should not be so bad. Why? Because if it's so bad and we treat it like Motzi Shemra, what's going to happen to Miriam? Not only is she going to have Lashon Hara, not only is she going to have Tzaras, but she's going to have to go outside the camp as well. So he asked Moshe Rabbeinu for a favor. He said, brother, please daven to Hashem that the Aveira should be downgraded. Even though Miriam spoke sheker about you, and she should be punished by taking her out of the camp, addition to her tzaras. But he says, please do me a favor. Asher na'anu, asher chatanu. Don't make the Aveira so bad in Hashem's eyes. I want a little bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card. Downgrade it a little bit, so she'll just have the tzaras. Treat it as if she spoke Lashon Hara, which was true. And don't treat it, Hashem, as if she spoke Motzi Shemra, which was false. That is a big chiddush of the Nesiv. And nobody understands tzaras that way. Nobody understands the mitzvah that way. But he understands this way when it comes to Miriam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, now, was the speech of the Meraglim that they said regarding Eretz Yisrael, was that MS and therefore Lashon Hara? Or was it Sheker and therefore it was Motzi Shemra? Because again, the Meraglim are the prototype we look to when it comes to Lashon Hara, right? That's the worst type of Lashon Hara, the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim, of the spies. But it's not so clear what they said was Lashon Hara. It could have been Motzi Shemra. The Ramban, and we quoted from Brachos before, says that what the Meraglim says was MS, right? And this is the opinion of some Rishonim as well, that they spoke truth. Everything they said about Eretz Yisrael was true. And that was the problem. However, says the Ramban in two other places, in Parshas Vayeshev, in Parshas Shlach, he says the expression of Motzi Diba is always associated with Sheker. Look at the pasuk here. V'yamusu anashim, the Meraglim died, Motzi Diba Sa'aretz. Those who spread Diba, this bad thing about the land. Ra, the Magefa, they died in a terrible plague, Lifnei Hashem. Right? The Gemara in Erech and Tesvav says, Uma Motzi Shemra al Eitzim Avanim, right? They were Motzi Shemra. Motzi Diba is always a language of Sheker. They said something false. The Gemara says they spoke Motzi Shemra. They said things that weren't true about the land of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we need to be careful, because when we talk about the Meraglim and the spies, what they did, it was not Lashon Hara, according to most opinions. It was Motzi Shemra. They said things that were not true about Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says this in Parshas Shlach. The Gemara in Sota Lamed Hei says it was Motzi Shemra, Rabbeinu Bachi, and Brachos, follows the Ramban, and the Radak, and Ibn Ezra, and Toldos Yitzchak, and all the great Mefarshim all understand that Motzi Diba is a language of Sheker. They lied about Eretz Yisrael, and this is the opinion of other Mefarshim as well. And therefore, we need to be careful. When we talk about the Meraglim, what happened, we need to know that it was Motzi Shemra, it was false, and not necessarily true what they said about Eretz Yisrael. I want to conclude with an amazing medrash that is not well known. And this is a medrash in the Medrash Brachos Rabasi, a small book of Midrashim, on Parshas Noach. Listen to this amazing account of what happened by Maaser Brachos and in Noach. The Torah says that Noach was tzaddik lefanai, a tzaddik before me. Lama tzaddik? Why was Noach a tzaddik? Lefi shehaya osit tzedakosim kol asher hayu b'teva. Because Noach was fair and righteous with every animal on the ark. Amru b'tchil b'mei Adam HaRishon. What happened in the days of Adam HaRishon? Hayu chasul v'achbar b'veiso shel Adam HaRishon shuvtim mezayim zeh. In the days of Adam HaRishon, the cat and the mouse lived together in the home of Adam, and they were friends. There was no Tom and Jerry. They got along with one another. There was no fighting. Clearly a time of peace. Yom echad nichnes sichrus b'libo she'achbar. A form of competition and aggression came into the heart of the mouse. Al chasul v'halach eitz adam. And he went and he said, I don't like this cat anymore. The mouse is starting up with the cat. He said, I'm going to go to Adam HaRishon. I have something to say to him. Amar lo, Adoni. He said, Adam, my master. Tein rishush al chasul lahargo. Give me the strength and the permission to rise up above the cat and kill it. Shu ganav v'kubaistus, because he robs and he steals and he takes. And you know the cat, he's always going around and taking things, and you know, little animals always trying to cause trouble. Okay? Says Adam, Amar lo Adam, hoel v'saparts alav lashon hara, tiyelo l'machal. No. You went and spoke lashon hara about the cat, mouse, so you're not going to be food for the cat. This is where it comes from. This is why cats chase mice, because of this event. Miyad kafetz achasul achbar v'hargo. The cat jumped on the mouse and killed it. Kaven shiro banav shel achbar v'nikvaso. When the mouse family saw what the cat did to the mouse, baruchu l'sifei harim v'nikivei asalayim v'churei afar. They ran to the mountains to escape the cat. Amru od lo siya pleitza l'fnei achasul avena. We are not going to be cat food anymore for our enemy, the cat, for the mouse, for the cat. And from there forth going all history, cats and mice were enemies of one another. But now it's time to get into the ark. And now everyone has to come together, right? No matter what's going on. One day, the cat and the mouse, the cat and his wife were standing one next to one another. Amar hachaso, l'nekevaso. The Mr. Cat said to Mrs. Cat, Zichroni kishayisi tinok. I remember when I was a baby. I remember one day, my father came home from work and he brought us delicious dinner and it was mice. I loved it. Mmm, delicious. Now he says, I haven't had mouse in a long time. I'm going to go have some mouse. Kevin Shishama Akbar Kedvarm Halalu, Nasmi Panav. The mouse overheard the conversation and he ran away. Viradov Hakasul Akhrav, and then the cat chased after the mouse. Vanasalo Nasvin is Daman Lo Khur Akhav Nechnas Sham. And a hole opened up, a mouse opened up on the Teva, a miracle, and he ran inside. Hichnis Hakasul Piv Bakur, the cat stuck his mouth inside the hole, Beosiu Mitoch Vanishkov Akbar, and he bit the mouse. And it hurt the mouse, and it damaged the mouth of the mouse. After a while, they separated them. You two guys get apart, enough here on the Teva, a little bit of shalom. And the mouse went to Noach. He said, please, my master, please give me tzedakah, and I want you to go, and can you sew on and fix the part of my body that the mouse tore off. I need surgery. Please go and bring me hair. You have to go and bring me hair from the cat so I can sew it back on. And he saw that the cat was sleeping. And he tore out like a hair from the cat. And Moshe took the hair from the cat and he sewed the mouse back together, and adkan the medrash. A wild medrash, okay? Now, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein is Cheshukei Chemed and Shabbos and Kufchas Amabez, Kufchaf Amabez. So he discusses this medrash a little bit, and then he says, look at the last line, okay? We only care about the last line. He says, V'yesh bazem musar haskel, ad kama gadol onsho shom medivrei lashon hara. How great it is the punishment of people who speak lashon hara. Dareha achbar amar es ha'emes. The mouse said something true about the cat. Cats are bad animals. They're not nice, and they're bad, and they steal and do bad things. But nevertheless, what was it? It was lashon hara. U'mikomakom kibol onsho ad sof kol ha'doros. The mouse is punished for all of history, of all of mankind, because of what he said, spoke lashon hara, l'yos nirdafim, that they needed to be separated. That's how bad it is to say lashon hara, and that's how bad it is to be motzi shemer, to speak negatively about another person, that you and your family could be punished la'olam vad, forever and ever and ever, for what you said about somebody else. So we have here 3.5 stories from Tanakh. We'll call the Medrash like a half a story from Tanakh. 3.5 stories of Tanakh that we often understand in one way to be sheker, but very often could be motzi shem. We need to be so careful when we say things about another person, especially when it comes to lashon hara, where you have a toelas, where you're allowed to say something negative about somebody else. You have to be so careful that when you have permission to speak about somebody else, you need to be careful and make sure you say exactly the truth. Right? Whatever reason you need to say something negative to help yourself, to help somebody else out, to help that person who's in need. And what does a person do often when they have the heter to speak at somebody else? The floodgates open and they add and they say more and more and more because, this is a toelus, this is beneficial because I have a purpose here to say something about them. You need to make sure, says the Chafetz Chaim, that every word you have to say, even if it's for the benefit to help somebody out, is total MS and there's no sheker involved. And it's 100% true across the board.
But even MS is lashon hara.